Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob with another episode of the Dynamic Duo Daily. We're in the Book of Esther. We are up to episode 2 for your listening pleasure today. And we are ready to go. We have the monks chanting, we have the candle flaming, we have the tea brewed and ready for drinking a double bag of kava tea. Double bag of kava tea. What a special Friday. Well, we began the Book of Esther yesterday with chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, and we learned that the king had quite a banquet. 6 months of a celebration with, as the scripture said, a tremendous display of the opulent wealth and glory of his empire. And when it ended, he had another banquet just for the helpers, the servants, that went on for 7 days, that was held in the courtyard of the palace guard. And as episode 1 ends, there's one final line, verse 9, that leads us to episode 2. And verse 9 says, Queen Vashti gave a banquet for the women of the palace at the same time. So here we are. Episode 2 begins with chapter 1, verse 10, and goes all the way to the end of the chapter, verse 22. Verses 10 through 22 of chapter 1 of the Book of Esther. We'll call this episode Queen Vashti Deposed. So let's pick it up. On the 7th day of the feast, when King Xerxes was half drunk with wine, he told Mehuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, Abagtha, Zethar, and Carcass, the 7 eunuchs who attended him, to bring Queen Vashti to him with the royal crown on her head. He wanted all the men to gaze on her beauty, for she was a very beautiful woman. But when they conveyed the king's order to Queen Vashti, she refused to come. This made the king furious, and he burned with anger. He immediately consulted with his advisors, who knew all the Persian laws and customs, for he always asked their advice. The names of these men were Karshina, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Meres, Marcena, and Memucan, 7 high officials of Persia and Medea. They were his closest associates and held the highest positions in the empire. What must be done to Queen Vashti? The king demanded. What penalty does the law provide for a queen who refuses to obey the king's orders properly sent through his eunuchs? Memucan answered the king and his princes, Queen Vashti has wronged not only the king, but also every official and citizen throughout your empire. Women everywhere will begin to despise their husbands when they learn that Queen Vashti has refused to appear before the king. Before this day is out, the wife of every one of us, your officials throughout the empire, will hear what the queen did and will start talking to their husbands the same way. There will be no end to the contempt and anger throughout your realm. So, if it please the king, we suggest that you issue a written decree, a law of the Persians and Medes that cannot be revoked. It should order that Queen Vashti be forever banished from your presence and that you choose another queen more worthy than she. When this decree is published throughout your vast empire, husbands everywhere, whatever their rank, will receive proper respect from their wives. The king and his princes thought this made good sense, so he followed Memucan's counsel. He sent letters to all parts of the empire, to each province in its own script and language, proclaiming that every man should be the ruler of his home. And thus ends episode 2 and chapter 1 of the book of Esther. And on this Friday, may you prepare your hearts for the weekend ahead. May you ask God to come into your presence at this very moment and be with you all the way to Sunday Sabbath, all during our worship service on Sunday and through sundown Sunday evening. Spend this time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, our Sabbath, in the presence of God, the ruler of heaven and earth. And we will be back again tomorrow with episode 3, the episode where Esther becomes queen. Until then, God be with you. Amen.